Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Ikev. The Navi writes towards the end of the Haftarah, Mi vachem yirei Hashem. Who amongst you is the Yari Shemayim, Shemeya b'koil avdoi, who listens to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eved, of his Nevi'im, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants? Who amongst you is the one who listens to the Tzadik Asher Holach Chashechem, who went in darkness, Ve'ei Noigaloi, and there's no light shining for him? Yiftach b'shem Hashem, have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yishoim b'leikov, and lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Gemara in Brachos darshens this pasuk on Davov, and the Gemara says, Omer Rabin Barav Ado, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Omer Rabin Barav Ado, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol ha-rogil lovi l'beis ha-knesses v'lo yibo yoyim echad. If someone has a minig, he goes to shul every day, and he doesn't come one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashal boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, what's with this guy? Why doesn't he come? Why didn't he show up today? Shenemar. Mi vachem yirei Hashem shemeya b'kol avdoi, our pasuk, asher holach hashichem ve'in noigaloi. So the Gemara says, im udvar mitzvah holach, if his excuse for not coming was because he needed to be involved in a mitzvah, he had to go to do something which is a mitzvah, noigaloi, there'll be light for him. Ve'im udvar harishus holach, but if he needs to go to something which is dvar harishus, it wasn't a mitzvah, he didn't go to shul, and he's used to going because of something which is rishus, he's allowed to, but he usually goes to shul. Ein noigale, there won't be brightness for him. There won't be light for him. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my time of Mishram, the Havelei Livtoyach b'shem Hashem olei batach. He should have trusted in Hashem, meaning maybe he had something important he wanted to do, but it wasn't a mitzvah. So he should have had trust in Hashem. Go to shul like you do every day, and things will work out. Now, why did the Gemara explain the pasuk in this way? So that Kosev, that's the author of the Ein Yaakov, the one who put together, who compiled the Ein Yaakov, he writes that really there's two kashas. The pasuk begins and compliments him and says he's Yirei Hashem, and then switches and says Halach Hashechem, he goes in darkness. Another question, the pasuk says Halach Hashechem, he goes in darkness. Ve'ei Noigaloi, he doesn't have bright lightness for him. There's no light for him. Is redundant. Memele, the Gemara therefore learns it in the following way. Rabbi Yitzchak said the following drasha. It's all going on one person. That what? That normally he's Yirei Hashem. Normally he's someone who goes to shul. And that's the lashon of Rashi on the Gemara. Shah Yerogil Avilav means he was normally a Yirei Hashem. But today, something went wrong. He was tempted by something else. If he was tempted by a mitzvah, gevaldik, noiga. But if he was tempted by Dvar Rishus, which most Mepharshim means Parnasa, they explain it means we got involved in Parnasa, he couldn't go to shul because he had a Parnasa thing, then Ein Negalah. He should have had Bitachon Hashem like you do every single day. So we want to learn a little bit Nitziv today, Nitziv in a few places, in this Pirish on Brachis, and Alatayr, and this is all brought down the Sefer Dvar aiming from the Nitziv, who explains this Gemara in the most amazing way. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, the Gemara is discussing if a woman makes a neder for not to do something for her husband which she's obligated to do. Something which she's supposed to be doing for her husband, she makes a neder not to do. So the Gemara says, depends exactly what, but in most instances it's automatically batal. Then the Gemara brings, because it's a neder, like every time anybody makes a shvur or a neder to go against halacha, that doesn't really work. A neder at least. So then the Gemara says, Rav Gamliel says, Yofer, you should still do afaras nedarim. Shenemar, lo yachil dvaroi. And the Ran explains that this is a drasha that the Rav Gamliel is making. Lo yachil dvaroi doesn't mean to say she shouldn't profane her words. She didn't speak. The Ran says, it means, dvaroi means thing, meaning to say, says the Ran, that if someone has a minhag toiv, something good which is accustomed to do, and he just does it, acts a certain way, he says, becomes a sort of neder, and in that we say le'yachol dvaroi, not just diburoi, says the Ran, le'yachol dvaroi, I mean even things that you do, and the Gemara gives other examples of this, And then the Ran writes, "Umikano ya'omer Rabbi Ben Yehuda Akoyin Zal Shimnog Adam Shalalecha Basha Lishas Yaim Bezmami Yuchad." Someone has a minig a certain time for a good reason. He doesn't eat meat or drink wine, and he wants to change it. He needs a hataras adarim. And this is the makar that one needs hataras adarim, like we say in hataras adarim every Shoshana, for a minhag time. If someone does something a few times, it becomes like a sort of a neder. And the Netziv adds beautifully, he says, you could say, not like the Ran who says, Layachu Dvaroi, Dvaroi meaning thing, you could say Dvaroi meaning minhag. Because the word Dabar means a hanhaga, a way of living, a way of going, something that you're accustomed to. That's what the word Dabar also means in Lashon HaKodesh. Dabar Echad Dar, a manhig for a dar is called a Dabar. In other places we find that so. The word davar means to be led sometimes. So he says someone has a way that he's going. Layachu dvari, don't change from the way you're being led. And if someone has a certain minhag toiv and he changes that, says the netziv, for that itself he's over on layachu dvari, and he brings an amazing raya. The Gemara in Bava Metzia in Perek Seches HaPoilim tells us that when Rav Elazar Reb Shimon was nifter, he knew the chachamim were upset at him about something, so he told his wife, his famous wife Ima Shalom. He told her, please do not bury me. Don't tell anybody that I died. Let them think that I'm still alive over here in the house. I'm just not going out anymore. And the Gemara says, she agreed, of course. And for about 20 years, he lied dead in the house. And of course, lots of nisim nuflai has happened. He didn't rot. He still passed in shilas. He would yell out the answers to the shilas they would ask him. The Gemara says, she took care of him. She took care of his body. And one day, says the Gemara, there was a story. One day she witnessed a worm coming out of one of his ears. A worm crawled out of one of his ears, a little bit of blood. In other words, rima b'teleya. So she got worried that his body was beginning to rot. It was like a maggot or a worm, something that eats a body after death. So she got very worried. So he came to her in a dream and told his wife. He said, don't worry about that. Lai midu, that's nothing. I'm not rotting it. Why? So why did this happen to me? Why is my ear rotting? Yom Echad, one day, Shame Bizilusa the Tzorim Rabbanon, I heard someone, the Mezalzel, someone degrade one of the Tamid HaChamim, V'loi Macho, Yikid the Boili, and I did not make a Macho like I was supposed to. In other words, I should have made a Macho when the person was a Vaza this Rabbanon. I didn't make this Macho, and that's why I'm getting punished. What does it mean, V'loi Macho, I didn't make a Macho, Yikid the Boili, like I should have? So, here the Rishonim don't really explain this much, but the Rivan, the very famous Rivan at the end of Maseches Makis, explains what this Gemara in Bava Metzia means. The Rivan, we know, at the end of Makis, we don't have Rashi anymore, we have Rivan, then we have Rabbeinu Gershom. So the Gemara at the end of Makis brings down, Bo Yishayev Amidin Al-Sheish, Yishayev Anavi, said that there's really six principles for keeping the whole Torah, and one of them, Pasuk in Yishayev, is Oitem Oznoi Mishmoya Adamim, is someone who closes his ears from hearing words of murder. And the Gemara says, what does this mean? What's it referring to? So the Gemara says, this is like Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Ki Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon, delay shama bizilusa that sobam rabbanim eshasek. He would never hear someone be mezalzel on the rabbanon and be quiet. Whenever he heard someone be mezalzel on the rabbanon, he would make a macha. So the Rivan writes, the Gemara says in Perek HaPoyalim that a worm crawled out of his ear, and he told his wife, it's because I heard Somi Mazal's on the Rabban, and I didn't make a macho like I was supposed to. What does he mean like I was supposed to, says the Rivan? Normally, Bechayev, he was very makbid not to allow anybody to be Mazal's on any Talmud Chacham. And therefore, the one time that he didn't, for the one time he didn't make a macho, he got punished. Meaning, there's no chiyuv necessarily to always go along and make a macha, depending on the situation. But Rav Elazar Reb Shimon was extra makbid. He had this hanhaga taiva. And the one time that he didn't make hanhaga taiva, didn't keep his hanhaga taiva, he got punished. So as an etziv, you see, if someone has a hanhaga taiva, it becomes a din that they're mechoyiv to keep on keeping it. Because Baruch Hu expects them to keep it. And if they don't, they're going to get punished. Based on this, says in the Tziv, an amazing thing. The Chayra, there was an extra pasuk, in extra words in a pasuk, in Parshas Vayishlach. Pasuk says, Vayar ki lo yocher loy. The Malach who was fighting with Yaakov saw he couldn't win over Yaakov. Vayiga b'chaf yerechoy, and he touched near Yaakov's hip. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov, and the two bones got disjointed. Behei avkoy imoy, when he was fighting with him. Now we already know vayi avik ish imoy. Why does the pasuk have to repeat and say behei avkoy imoy? Says in Itziv, he says he has many rais, and he brings a list of rais from a few places, where he wrote that Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous midah of ahavas shalom, love of peace. So he said, as long as the Malach was attacking Yaakov, Yaakov was definitely allowed to defend himself. And Yaakov was allowed to attack him, fight him back. But once the Malach stopped, the moment the Malach stopped, Yaakov should have stopped also. But Heavka Imai is extra to teach you, this is in the Tziv's Drasha, that even though the Malach stopped fighting with him, Yaakov continued to fight with the Malach. And he continued to fight, even when the Malach gave up and realized he wasn't going to win over Yaakov, Yaakov continued to fight against him, and he went against his Midah Toiva of Midah Shalom, and therefore he got punished at that moment that the bones got disjointed. If you probably remember the Rush in Perek HaMiniach says, if someone's fighting against someone else, a pialacha, he's allowed to fight back to defend himself. And he's part of his mazik the person. Because someone's attacking, he attacks back. But Yaakov, says in the Tziv, was expected from his madrega, from his midah toiva, to stop the moment the Malach finished attacking him. Since he continued, that's why he got punished. So Nachamu, if someone has a certain midah toiva, it's expected for him to continue to live on this level. Says the Nitziv, and of course now we could explain the very famous Medrash. Everybody knows so many pshatim on this Medrash at the end of Parshas, beginning of Parshas Mikates, Rashi brings it at the end of Parshas Vayeshev. Medrash says, Ashrei hagever asher lo pone el rehovim. Fortunate and praiseworthy is the man who doesn't turn to emptiness and nonsense. Is that Yosef? That's Yosef. He's the one who didn't turn to nonsense. And then the Medrash continues and says, "Bishvil she'amar," because he said, "Ki im sechartani itcha," because he told the Sarah Mashkin, "Please remember me." He toisef leishtei shanim. He had to be added 2 more years in jail. So everybody says, "What's going on?" The Medrash is contradicting if Yosef is being praised or not. The answer is, says in Itziv, that Yosef got punished for asking the Sarah Mashkim a little bit of ishtadlus, please remember me, and he got punished for that. I just translated his dream in a positive way, he's going to be saved because of me, and I'm asking him, please remind Pari that I'm here in jail, and he gets punished. It must be that Yosef had a minak toiv that he would never ever rely on anybody, no matter what. You're not mechoyev to live like that, but Yosef lived like that. He had that minak toiv, and he always would get rewarded for it. So normally, you know, Yosef was Ashri Agev Shalei Panal Rahavim. And this time, when he went against his minig, he was over on Layachol Dvaroi of Rabban Gamliel and Nedarim, this high level that he had a minak toiv and he changed it. That's why he got punished. So this medish, at the same time, is saying, for one time got punished, is a riot that normally he had this amazing minak toiv. Mela says in the Tziv, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Brachis that we began with. The Gemara in Brachis speaks about someone who normally he's very makbit to go to shul. He has anhoge taiva. He does the right thing. He lives the way he's supposed to. He lives on a higher level. And then the one day he doesn't come to shul, something happens. What does the Navi say? Navi says, "What's going on? Mi bachem?" And Lashon of the Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mashil bo, he asked, where is he? What's going on? This person had a minik to come to shul every day. He had a minik toiv. Mi vachem yirei Hashem. He normally was a yirei Hashem. What happened to him? So if he has a good excuse because he's involved in a mitzvah, no problem. Noi galoi. But shaholach hasheichim, today he went to something else. Even though the Gemara in Ma'ikotin says, the Gemara says, beginning of the third parak in Ma'ikotin, that Avada one's allowed to travel to Chutz Laaretz, even Chalamay is allowed to do if he needs for a parnasa from his zaynis, but He had to go on the time when he's going to shul. That's when he had to go. No, that's too much. He should have had bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lived the way he normally was living until now. And the fact that he changed that, that's considered for him a type of a sin. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking what's going on with this person. And the Tziv finishes and says that really, besides the Gemara's beautiful drasha that we said on this pasuk, really, the what's going on in the story in Yeshaya really also fits into the same message. Because Yeshaya Novi is speaking, and he's giving Musar, says in the Tziv, to the people of his dar. You see, Cheskiwa HaMelech was being attacked by Sancheriv Melech Asher. And there were two groups who were anti-Cheskiwa. Maybe there were three groups. Maybe there was a group that was pro-Cheskiwa. But there was two groups, we find, that were against Cheskiwa. There was a group of the people of Shavna. Shavna was a worker by Cheskiyo. He was in charge of Cheskiyo's house. He was like the butler running the house of Cheskiyo HaMelech. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Vavam and Aleph, that he secretly sent a message to Sancheir, I would love to make peace with you, but Cheskiyo HaNavi doesn't want. So Shavna and his friends wanted the Cheskiyo HaNavi should bow, be machnia themselves in front of Sancheir. And Cheskiyo would not do that. Cheskiyo had bitachin on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then we find, of course, besides Shavna's anti-Cheskiyo group, there's another anti-group. There's a Mishnah or a Braisa in the fourth parak in Pesachim. It's a shayla if it's a Mishnah or a Braisa. It's printed in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara it's printed as a Braisa. Gemara says there are six things that Cheskiyo HaMelech did, and three of them Chachamim were not masking to. One of the things he did was he's kitzeitz dalte shel heichal v'shugin l'melech asher. That's a pasuk. Cheskiyo HaMelech cut down the doors of the heichal, fancy expensive doors, and sent them as a gift to Sancheiriv. But Chazal tell us in Perek Makim Shenagu M'sachim that Chachamim were not masking to him. Rashi says why. I will save the city, said Hashem. So why do you have to try to do Shaychar by sending him the doors? So you have the people that are against Cheskiyo HaMelech because they say, what are you having so much bitachin? You got to make peace with Sancheiriv. Do whatever Sancheiriv wants. And then you have the Chachamim who are against Cheskiyo, who say, Cheskiyo, if you have bitachin, so why are you sending the doors? You should have full bitachin. Don't send anything. Don't bow an inch before him. Says the Netziv that Yeshaya HaNavi is speaking to both of these groups who are against Cheskiyo and saying, maybe Cheskiyo did the wrong thing. Because actually Yeshaya HaNavi is part of the Chacham that's upset about Cheskiyo that did that. He said, but you people that are going against Cheskiyo, you're not doing it L'Shem Shemayim. You're just finding excuses to go against Cheskiyo HaMelech. The first group for sure, Shav and his friends, that's why earlier in the Haftarah, earlier it says, Madu Abasi Venish Krosi, Reina Kutzer, Yadi Yiptais, Beptus, I can't save you, says Hashem. That's the earlier group. Why are you going against the Kutzer Baruch? Hashem can be part of you, will save you. Why are you making peace with this Rosh Hashem? And then the people that are against Cheskiyo HaMelech, why? Because they said, why you send the doors? Which was a true Shita. But most of the people that were involved in that Shita were just doing it to argue. So that's the pasuk that we were learning today. Why don't you listen to Cheskiyo HaMelech? Why don't you follow him? You're not really interested in Cheskiyo HaMelech. We know Cheskiyo HaMelech is really a tzaddik. He's an Eved Hashem. So there's one thing that he did, which we have a tie in. Why do we have a tie in? What's wrong with him chopping down the doors? Says Netziv, you know what's wrong with chopping down the doors? Because Cheskiyo HaMelech lived a life, no matter what, he had bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like he said by Yosef. No matter what, he wouldn't be machniyat to Sancheiriv, not because of Gaivo, not because of Kochiv Vaisim Yodi Chas HaShalom. He never was machniyat because he had betachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Majvega, the one time when he didn't, is considered a tain on him. Hola Chashachim ve'inoy galoy. For him today, Cheskiyo HaMelech, how he normally lived, the Hanhoga Toiv of such high level betachin, is considered a tain on him for today for not doing that. But everybody else, all you other people, you're not doing it l'shem shemayim. Hein kulchem, as the pasuk continues, next pasuk, koitche esh ma'azri zikois, you people that are lighting up fire of machlokes, sparks, trying to get a fire of machlokes burning everywhere. L'chu b'ur eshchem, go into your own fires. U'vezikis bi'artim, get destroyed in the sparks that you've lit. Miyadi ha'isazayis lachem l'matzevet yishkav, and you're going to have sadness and die from just making fights against Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech enech anami, there's a taina on him. That's what this pasuk was saying, that he normally lived, he was a Yerei Hashem, and now he went chashechim, like cutting off the doors, he should have had bitachin m'shem Hashem. But you people that are going against him, you don't mean l'shem Shemayim. You're just trying to make a machlokes against him. Al kopanim, the Siv finishes and says, we learn from here, discuss a little bit of halach in the Siv, we learn from here that if somebody has anhaga taiva, she's very careful not to stop his anhaga taiva, no matter what, unless, of course, he does ataras and darm. Now, could be we could just add, that might be everybody's bother, what does it mean, v'ha ye'ekev tishmun, bina in the parsha, it's a mishpata me'ele, what's the ekev tishmun, what's the lashon ekev? But ekev, we know, is feet. So feet is anhaga, how a person normally walks. So if you have a way that you're walking, a good anhaga, you're going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not necessarily a chiyuv. It's not necessarily a straight out halacha Shulchan Aruch. But you're going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just anhaga Toiv itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us. That might be a kesher between the parsha and the haftarah. We know the Zayin Din HaChemta doesn't have to have a kesher, but could be it's a kesher anyways. Have a Gevaldike Shabbos.